What is it that truly makes you happy? There's a way that Jesus expresses this in the Gospel of Matthew when he talks about happiness. He actually uses a word that we translate blessed or blessed. And it has that idea of happiness or a general state of well-being that comes to us. What makes us truly happy or truly blessed? And Jesus said that what makes us truly blessed is humility. He says it this way, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the poor in spirit. When we want to really experience happiness, that is to be the blessing of God in our lives, it's going to come when we recognize that we are impoverished when it comes to our spiritual lives. When we realize that deep inside there's an emptiness that can't be satisfied by all the things that we try to fill it with, the joys and pleasures of the world and the activities that we surround ourselves with. We are such a busy culture, and it seems as though our busyness is there to sort of fill a void, try to keep that empty space from screaming out for what it really needs, which is the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives. And so Jesus says, blessed are those who are poor in spirit, those who come to the realization that our hearts are empty, that we are impoverished spiritually, that we need something richer and deeper and greater than what the world offers or what we're trying to fill our lives with. And so he says that's where happiness begins. That's where a real sense of God's blessing in our life begins, is when we recognize that poverty of spirit. Because he says then those who are poor in spirit, they are the ones who will understand. Those are the ones who will receive the kingdom of God, because we'll be the ones who are looking for that truth that can the only truth that can really satisfy us. And that's that relationship with Jesus Christ. So when we come into that place of spiritual poverty, we come to that place of recognizing I can fill that only with Jesus Christ. And then I discover that I am a part of God's kingdom because I belong to Christ and He is Lord and King. And so if you're sensing an emptiness, maybe look to Jesus again in a fresh way to let Him fill that emptiness. To be poor in spirit is the start toward having a truly happy and blessed life. Thanks for taking time to join me for this pastoral visit.